DJ.
Hey guys, it is 8:50 a.m. Korean Standard Time, and it is Monday the 11th of October 2010. Welcome to the SNSD Korean Podcast, episode number 4. Today we've got some really special new writers in for our podcast, so it's going to be mega fun! But, as usual, I'm your host, Dredtech. Here we have Boss Lady Cindy with us.
Hello!
And also, we've got three new podcast talkers, so introduce yourselves. We've got Hero.
Hey, it's Hero. What's up?
We've got SAA.
Hey, it's Silent Archangel.
Yep, and also we've got Lawrence.
Hi, this is Green Tea. You can call me GT.
Yep, awesome. Okay, so let's get right down to the crux. So we're changing the podcast thing up for a little bit because we've gotten a lot of feedback from viewers saying that there's really no point in rehashing news that they've already seen on the blog. So this time what we're doing is not news talk, we're going to be doing news discussions. So is there anything at all that you guys want to talk about or mention that's been happening recently?
Well, what about that G single? I mean, that's pretty fresh, that's pretty new.
The Japanese one? Yeah.
Yeah, the Japanese one, yeah. So, I love it.
I'm getting a lot of mixed things from other people about it, which I don't really understand. I don't understand when people say that they love the Korean version, but they don't like the Japanese version. That doesn't really compute with me.
I think it's more about the anticipation of it, because I actually expected a lot more considering that the Japanese version of Genie was a lot different, and it was it was new, it was fun. And I expected the Japanese G version to be kind of different as well. But it was kind of like the same concept, so I think that's kind of what
I don't disagree with SM Entertainment's decision to do that, because if you take a look at it, G in Korea was absolutely huge, and the concept for Korean G was to be cute, where Genie was something that was completely, you know, different, more on the sexy side. And knowing Japan, they'd rather go the really cute stuff, so I think it was a no-brainer to really keep G the way it is, because it's just smart business. There's no reason for SM Entertainment to change it. Where Genie, I can see them changing it because I got a feeling that they put the circus thing in to make it a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more cute.
Like, I understand that, but seriously, I think the 2,467 plays of G Korean, like, it just sinks into my brain. Like, it doesn't mix. It feels weird when I listen to a different lyrics for that same melody.
Well, that's true, but you got to understand that a lot of people in Japan haven't listened to this, so they're coming in quite fresh.
And they should have done it.
Down to the core, this is for the Japanese audience.
It's correct. They should have done it, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. And I also don't really like the MV concept. It's because it's basically, no, it's right, they use the same concept, but whereas in Korean G, they talk a lot about, talks a lot about them being mannequins and stuff, but this one, it seems so normal. They're just girls in a clothing store.
Yeah, never thought about it that way. Laura, GT, did you want to say anything?
I think they could have done the G concept still cute without doing the same thing. Which is, I don't know, I guess it worked in Korea and they kept it that way, but I would like to see something different.
I think we'd be waiting a heck of a lot longer if they were to change it at all. Like,
that's true.
If you take a look at the time constraints, they released that really quickly right after Genie, so I think they had to stick with that same concept if they wanted to get that out in time.
In terms of general song, not the concept, the song itself, doesn't it seem a lot more, I don't know how to put this, but like, doesn't it sound a lot more Japanese than the Japanese version of Genie? I thought the Japanese version of Genie sounded a lot more, I don't know, just very Korean. SME sound. Mm. But the Japanese version of G really had that, like, traditional Japanese girl group sound. So I think it was really, you know.
I think the whole song of G actually, like, because of the song style, it suited the Japanese language a lot more, because it was a lot more to the cuter side. And you see, you know, all these, the girl group stuff is huge in Japan as well. So I think it kind of synced up really well.
You have to know, though, that part of the reason why SNSD got so famous so quickly in Japan, like, got so much momentum, was that a lot of people viewed SNSD as different from the normal girl groups they have, that focus only on cute stuff, that they're more glamorous for Genie.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. And I think Genie was a good step away from that. To like, that's, I think that's why they introduced it with Genie and not G, to capture the Japanese audience. But once that's over and done with, they're gonna take their biggest hard hitter and see what they can do with it. And I think that G was like, I don't think they wanted to risk the change with G. They didn't want to risk anything detrimenting the what is already a great single. And, you know, if you ask about my opinion with the music as well, the musicality for me is that since I favor music over lyrics. So I don't understand when people say I prefer, you know, Japanese G over Korean G, or Korean G over Japanese G. I mean, I understand that since you've listened to one part for so long, it's hard to get accustomed to another language. But I don't understand it when people say, oh, I love the Korean G, but I hate the Japanese G, or I don't like it. Because to the core, it's the same thing. I mean, the musicality is the same, the theme, the tones and the theme is the same. So I just don't understand that when people say, but I do understand that when they're not used to it with the language. But that's just my two cents.
I was talking with a procrastinatoress the other day, and she thinks that the Genie concept got a bit more cuter, whereas the G concept got a bit more sexier. What do you guys think about that?
I think they actually cutered up Genie a little bit. They added the circus theme to make it a little bit more cuter, not sexier to me.
Yeah, but I don't...
It was different. I don't think it was, you know, any less cuter or anything. It was just different because they added, like, different scenes, and it was, like, a different story concept. But other than that, I think it was not any less cute or anything.
I think for G, they went for gold. They hammed it up as much as they could. The cuteness, anyway.
Show those sexy legs.
indeed. That's what Japan's all about, anyway. All right, we should be moving on. Let's not spend too much time on the single, even though it's huge at the moment. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to talk about?
Jessica's single is coming out pretty soon. It's called Sweet Delight, and it's with a bunch of big name singers, like Hyesung, aka Real Slow, is in it. East 4A is going to also participate in the single. Actually, the album cover picture came out today, and so that'll be posted on the blog, even though this podcast will probably be after that.
We'll see. Depending on how this podcast gets edited and all that, will depend on how quickly it gets out. But we're hoping to get this out as soon as possible. Also, with singles, Tiffany has also a new single out. I don't have any details on it right now. Can someone fill me in on that?
It's called Ring, and it's for... Oh, no, sorry. It's called
Haru.
Yeah, it's not Ring.
Oh, it's for the Haru OSD, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
so the Haru, official soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, on the blog right now, we have a little over a minute of a teaser. Sounds really good, you know, her voice sounds amazing. And the song is going to be used for a drama called An Unforgettable Day in Korea. It's a short web drama, and it promotes, like, tourism and everything. And it also includes top stars like Kim Bum, Big Bang, Yoon Ho from BBSK.
Awesome. Looking forward to that when the full song comes out. I'll be getting on that real quick. Okay, anything else that you guys wanted to talk about?
Well, I don't really want to talk about it. I mean, I've been trying really hard to forget about it.
He's a little heartbroken.
It really hurts for me to say this, but Yonghwa and Soyeon has finally gotten more like
Woo!
A couple.
Yay!
Yay!
I hate you all.
No,
I mean,
it's,
I'm quite the sweet potato shipper, so
yep.
I love it.
Seo Hwa for life. For
yeah,
life.
It breaks my heart to look at it.
For life. I, you know what? I think it's great. I mean, we've the Mangne has such a history of not being able to, you know, even think about these things, let alone, you know, be in this situation so quickly. I didn't realize it would happen so fast. And it's just a great thing to see, to be honest.
You caught 27 episodes fast? That's like half a year, man.
Yeah, but if you take a look at it, like, how about compared to the rest of the girls? I mean, we all expected everyone else, or the rest of the girls, to do what Seo did much quicker than she did already. I mean, she's warmed up to Yonghua a lot.
That's true, I guess, but.
But I guess that's how the show had to progress, I guess, because all the how they interacted with each other week after week. I mean, they're bound to get closer and closer.
I wonder what the girls were like when Seo-yeon went back home after that episode's filming and told the girls that, oh, I finally held hands with Yonghua.
I'm sure they must have all acted like high school teenage girls.
Well, I know Seo-yeon is like a really big fan of him.
Okay.
They held hands like before in several episodes, just
now. I think he hold Yonghua had a habit of holding her wrist, not her hand actually.
I mean, the funny thing is, I think he wants to hold her hand, but he's too scared, so he just holds his like elbow or like her wrist.
Mm.
It's funny.
I think it's quite sweet.
It's heartbreaking.
Well, to you it is. To you it is.
She's cheating.
They're definitely getting closer. I watched, to be honest, I haven't been keeping up with all their episodes, but I watched their horror, like, scary school mission one.
Horror movie?
Yeah, not that one. It was, like, in We Got Married. So it was, like,
right.
With the other two.
Yes, the collaboration
the
with
school.
The other. Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched that one, and it's really clear that, you know, they're getting a lot closer. They're actually, skinship, which they never had before, is finally appearing, so that's a...
After 27 episodes. 27 episodes!
I know, right? I still remember their, like, really super, super awkward starts, the car.
Yeah, no, there'd be, like,
no one,
there'd
no
be huge
talks.
Silences, and they'd actually mention, oh, this is awkward, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty awkward.
Right, right.
It got to the point where the announcers, like the commentators, got so hyped up just because Yonghua held Soyeon's wrist or something.
Yeah. I think that was on the train.
Yeah, on the train.
Yeah. And 2AM's Jinwoo got really jealous. Because I guess he's really good friends with Soyeon.
Yeah.
Well, his ideal girl is Soyeon, so...
Mm-hmm. He has good taste.
Good taste.
Definitely.
Okay, moving on for our final piece of news. One thing that's really, really gotten huge, especially in our blog, with the amount of comments that have come through, is the Dom search bar screensavers. So all nine girls have their own little 30-second snippet screensaver that you can download and put on your laptop. I myself have already got Tiffany on my laptop. And there's also one with all nine girls on the same screen, which has been huge because the last 5 seconds is all of them coming into the screen and kissing the screen. So I'm sure a lot of guys and girls have gotten, you know, quite crazy over that. I mean, our blog at the moment... for that particular post has over 180 comments, and it's just been crazy how people are trying to, like, oh my god, my screensaver's not working, this is crazy, how do I fix it? It's just great. I'm sure GT understands, because Deming understands, because he was in there for a little bit trying to quell the chaos. I mean, do you guys have that on your laptops at all? Or are you guys... have you guys, like, done what I did and, like, looped it a million times?
Just stare at it.
I'll have to replace my Superman screensaver with Tiffany's. I like Tiffany's. That was really cute.
Yeah, I've got Tiffany's on mine at the moment. It's great. You know what I don't like, though? For the moment, like, if you're a computer whiz and you're using the Mac, you can actually mix and match and repeat stuff In the whole pack, like say you have you have 10 screensavers on that. You can, if say for SAA's thing, he can take out 5 of them and replace 5 of them with Sohyeon, so that she gets randomized a lot more frequently. But you can't do that with the Windows one, so I'm a little bit annoyed at that.
Yeah, Max.
Max, woo. But yeah, but all in all, I just downloaded the Tiffany one and plugged that on my laptop. So
I don't know. The thing is, screensavers are meant to be used when you're not using the computer. I know.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Like last night, I actually waited the 5 minutes for my laptop to hit screensaver. How sad is that?
You can click preview, wow. By the way.
No, I want the anticipation. You know, the wait. I just, you know, shut up. Shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
Zeming's post for the Dawn screensavers received 39,000 views.
Oh, Jesus. That one. Keeps. Those screensavers really hit off. They were, like, downloaded left, right, and center for that.
I feel like Taeyeon went through so much anguish to record that, because she hates, like, admittedly, she thinks that she can't do Aegyo, but she can, we all know that, but, like, recording those couple minutes would have been painful for her. I watched that and like all I could think of was poor Taeyeon. She can't do this, or she doesn't want to do this.
I think she did it quite well, to be honest.
She was like the best, I think. My bias.
Sohyeon was the best.
I'm pretty sure I beat Tiffa. Tiff was pretty goddamn gorgeous.
I like all of them. Oh, speaking of Taeyeon, I like their. Shut up. I like their CF, their town CF. That was, I loved it.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was great that all 9 girls had participation in that, spread across 3 commercials. So I think that was really, really fun to watch.
Favorite part.
That was really cute.
Favorite part.
Fanny sleeping, obviously. You can't beat that.
I personally like the Taeyeon Jessica interaction. It didn't even look like acting. It was like real life.
All right. We're going to take a really short break here. We'll give you a song to buy the time so that we can get a short break. So we will be back in a jiffy.
Time is now to make amends. It's celebration time, good friends. And who knows when we all will meet again. So let's pretend. We are strangers, you and I. I'll be awkward, you'll be shy. You catch me staring at you, starry-eyed. And you'll smile. I'm wondering if all the colors I've just seen has triggered something deep from in my memories. Or was I dreaming? Well, I'm a simple, honest man. Every day do what I can. But I could never know just where to stand in your plans. We'd be so secret we could hide it from ourselves. So when we wake tomorrow we never tell if we were dreaming. just dreaming. The lights will dim, the music slows, the king and queen will strike their pose as everybody stops in time. And with their backs into us all, it's you and me alone once more. Hold my breath and swallow pride, and pray that I'm not stepping out of line. Would it be too much to dance with me tonight? And I'll swear to you once more that I won't lie. And even though at times before we've said goodbyes, I still falter at the twinkle in your eyes. Would it be too much to dance with me tonight?
And that was Let's Pretend by Chris O'Neill. Alright, we need to move on. So we'll be going on to blog stuff right now at the moment. Lately, our blog has been huge. I mean, not as in huge, but our blog has been really busy lately because of all the stuff that our wonderful girl group has been doing. So with that, we need to take a look at how you're looking at how the viewers are looking at the front page. So what basically happens is that our front page has 9 posts. Regardless of what happens, the tenth earliest post, whether it was done today or tomorrow, if he has 9 posts in front of it, it will get bumped to the second page. So I know that our blog updates really, really quickly, so please keep in mind that if you're seeing all new stuff on the front page, please skip back a page and take a look and see whether you've missed anything, because our news does go by really, really quickly. And to move on also,
podcasts. We will be adding a podcast tab to the page, so you can just click the link at the top and it'll take you to all of our podcasts, and they'll be added in soon.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and also with the podcast situation, people have been asking whether it's a weekly thing or a fortnightly thing. You know what? For the moment, our current host, May, is missing, and I'm actually quite busy at the moment as well. So what we can promise is that the podcast isn't, like, the podcasts aren't finished. They won't be over, but I don't think we will be able to commit to a weekly podcast. So basically what happens is that we throw them out and get together and do the podcast when we have time. So, but we will try and let everyone know when the next podcast episode will happen so that everyone can keep in touch. And we will also very soon be announcing podcast episode, upcoming episodes, and asking for feedback or asking for questions or asking for ideas. So please keep your eyes open on the blog for that.
And speaking of the blog, this weekend was our staffer Sufani's birthday. So... Happy birthday!
If my information is correct, her birthday was yesterday. So belated birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday! She's been helping a lot with updates in the blog, especially like Japan updates. She also gives videos. She posts them on the blog too, so we could all enjoy due to her hard work. So thank you.
Yay, awesome. I mean, she's been there longer than I have, and I remember meeting her on Chatroll, and I remember my very first contribution to the blog is one of her posts, the title. And this was for the very first Soshi concert, so that was really exciting. I mean, we all got together and on the Chatroll, and we're like, oh my god, the concert's starting, even though we're not there, woo! Yeah, that was quite exciting. Shut up. We enjoyed that. Shout out to Sufani and Anne. Rural Days, we were all there. Yeah, that was awesome.
I was there.
Oh, yeah, GT was there too. That was awesome.
Christ.
That was so long ago. That was so long ago. Okay,
Yes. By the way, though, that post was actually crazies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, I'm getting mixed up. Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Sufani.
But happy birthday, Sufani. Oh, I'm terrible.
She's getting seen.
Oh, she's gonna shout at me so hard. Damn it. moving on.
Wow.
Anyways, for all you peeps out there listening to this, in case you didn't know, SNSD Korean actually has a Twitter account, and where it will tell you the most up-to-date posts that are being posted to the blog, so you don't have to check to see if there's any new stuff. This way you can find out what exactly is on that blog ASAP.
Yeah, and as soon as the blog post gets posted up, the Twitter gets updated within a minute, so you won't be missing much at all. And our followers are increasing. I think we're over 4,000 right now, so it's great. It's great to see. Okay, so we're all about strapped for time now, so that'll be this podcast coming to an end. I hope you enjoyed it, and please stay tuned for more podcasts, episodes in the future. We promise you we will bring more as soon as we can. And also, Hero, did you want to say something?
I think all the listeners out here want to listen to DT's Aegyo.
Oh God, I can't. No, I don't want to do Aegyo.
It was a hit last podcast. I think this one would be good too.
Well, can you at least change?
You know what line it is.
Okay. Why don't you rehash that line for me since you're actually fluent in Korean?
It's
Tan's line. Either you rehash. Okay. Here's the deal. You rehash it right now, and I'll do a little bit of new Aegyo imitation for you, or else no dice.
No, I would do it, you know, but I don't think I could reach that level.
Just do it normally. I don't care. Just do it normally.
Silence.
Okay. 안녕하세요, 태연입니다.
That was great. How is that worse than mine? That was fabulous. How is that worse than mine? How can you say that
Jetty.
You can't do it as well as mine?
Jetty, it's your turn now.
Alright, so I'm not doing Aegyo, I'm doing imitation. So, you know, I'm just imitating, I'm not trying to be cute. Alright, so I'm sure if you watch Invincible Youth, you will all know this, so I'm just gonna get right into it, just give me a few seconds. Oh, pa 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 pa!
Damn.
Whoa.
I hate you all. I hate you.
Wow.
I just did that. Alright, so...
Wait, hold on. We need a comment on this.
No, we don't need a comment on this. We don't.
No.
If you want to comment, just comment on the podcast. Just comment.
So, comments. I think what makes it better is that DT's Australian accent.
I hammed it up quite a little bit. Well,
that was cute.
No, it wasn't. Anyways, we have to shut this down for the moment. So, this is the SNSD Korean podcast team saying, catch you later.
Sing.
지금은 소녀시대.
Woo!
Bye.
지금은 소녀시대!